I'm gonna turn you over to the 10 times CMA Musician of the Year. That's something. It's not like there are only 4 guitar players in Nashville. And Mr. Mac McAnally, by his peers, have been voted that for that long. An honor to have him as a dear friend for all these years, an inspiration, and he's gonna play one for you right now. And he's, you know that, when he's playing these one-offs out here by himself, he happens to be a fairly good entertainer. Hey. Mac McAnally's gonna get it right now. I'm gonna go have a little glass of red wine and I'll return.
I got the opportunity to learn from the best over here. I got to tell you, if you happen to be a guitar player and you happen to be a solo performer and you think about having to follow Jimmy Buffett singing Brown Eyed Girl all by yourself on stage, it's kind of a nightmare, but you folks are really nice and I appreciate you. This is a little thing I sat around in the porch in Mississippi trying to figure out how to play. We got spare time as our major export in Mississippi. I had plenty of time. I couldn't figure it out. It was too hard. I asked everybody I knew that had a guitar, why can't I figure this out? And they go, I don't know, man, it's too hard. I got to start playing in the honky-tonks at the state line of Tennessee because I lived in a dry county. You couldn't buy beer there, and you had to travel a little bit. Nobody in Tennessee knew how to play this either. I got a little bit better still. I got to the studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, where Mr. Dwayne Allman that wrote this song had been a guitar player. I said, I'm gonna finally get the deal on this. Why can't I figure this song out? And the guys in Muscle Shoals sat me down and they said, Mac, you idiot, it's 2 guitars. I'm not especially bright, it turns out. I was hoping I would be. But I am especially stubborn, and I got this thing up to about 65-70%, which is mildly impressive on its own. It's impressive enough that Jimmy lets me play it while he drinks a shot over on the side of the stage over here. I'm gonna play up to the edge of what I know, and then I'm gonna make some more crap up and just dive off of that and see how it goes. This is Little Martha with a Big Mac on the side. Thank you for your patience. Thank you.
Mr. Mac McAnally, one-on-one. All right. Well,